Here we go. That's not it.
I was about to say
that was E3 intro.
I was about to say, holy shit, did we get a new intro?
Okay, here we go. Nope, that's still it. Oh.
And we are back for episode 54 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I am William, known as PodXO44, and I'm joined with Stuart.
Hey, Internet. It's your own Cattle Terror.
And Henry.
What's going on, people? It is Knox.
Okay, I would like to say one thing. I missed you guys. I missed you.
I'm all I love. I'm so love without you.
Oh, it's been a good minute. It's been a good while since we recorded the main show. I'm looking in the post. The post for the actual episode 53 was July 21st. And it is now August 9th.
Good grief.
So that is over 3 weeks. That's almost 4 weeks. That's almost a month. No, wait. One, two,
is that right? Three.
Yeah, you're right the first time.
Yeah. Over 3 weeks, though, yeah. But God. And see, my ex segment for We Are Geeks last week, I recorded like so long because I just missed, you know, talking about stuff on the microphone. But we are back for another episode, and I guess we can just, you know, let everyone know what's been going on with us. I guess I'll go first because, I mean,
yeah, you're the reason why we missed those 3 weeks.
It's been my fault. Yes, I admit that. It honestly, it just started out with me just gonna miss 1 week because I was just gonna go up in little vacation, I guess, for a week and hang out with my brother. He lives in Edmond, Oklahoma, right outside of Oklahoma City. Like, you can drive to Oklahoma City in like 7 minutes. I mean, it's just the suburb of Oklahoma City. And he just offered for me, you know, to move up here. I mean, right across from his apartment is, or I guess our apartment now, is the UCO, University of Central Oklahoma, which is a way better campus than the one I was going to and was actually my first choice of schools. And I did get accepted. I just didn't really. Yeah. Well, I got accepted like years ago. So, I mean, I did, but.
Well, then belated congratulations.
Yeah. It's just, I just, you know, really didn't think I was able to move at that moment in my life. But I moved up here. I've been living up here for about 2 weeks. This is my second week of officially living here. Already have a job at a bookstore.
Sweet.
Textbook store, like right across the street from, yeah, not so sweet.
Okay, never mind.
And apparently the textbook store sells textbooks to, like, you know, on Amazon and stuff like, and online and stuff like that. And I'm basically all, you know, my entire job is to, you know, retrieve textbooks from the shelves, pack them up, sort, you know, find out who it's going to, get it all ready, and that's like a that doesn't seem like a lot, but hundreds and hundreds of textbooks each day. It's crazy. I'm on my feet nonstop, and
in about 2 months, you'll be bored out of your skull.
Yeah,
everybody should have their textbooks by then.
Yeah, definitely. But no, there are different classes. I mean, like 9 weeks classes, second 9 weeks classes, stuff like that. So, I don't know. But the guy who owns the textbook store, he also owns a cell phone repair store. So I'm gonna slowly try to, and they're hiring. So I'm gonna slowly try to, you know, talk to him and try to get on that.
Hey, I know about phones.
Yeah.
I'm an Android fanatic.
Yeah. Fanatic is putting it nicely. But yeah, that's me. It's a one bedroom apartment actually. So my bed, and I guess my bedroom is the living room / kitchen, and my brother's in the other bed. Not now, he's out, but yeah. So it's pretty cramped at the moment, and I'm currently using my Android phone to Wi-Fi tether, so that's how I'm doing Skype and all that, and seems like it's going pretty good, hopefully. But yeah,
ingenuity.
That's basically it for me. I mean, just out of nowhere decided I'm going to change everything in my life, and I did.
There you go.
Sounds like you went through a midlife crisis a bit early.
Yeah, definitely. I just had to get out of the town I was living in. It was just, there was nothing going on. Nothing.
Oh, believe me, I know. Can't wait. I can't wait until I get out of here.
See, but yeah, and the best part is I'm no longer living with my parents.
That leaves me.
I'm telling you, man, but hey, save your money while you can, I'm telling you. Because, man, whew. Yeah, mortgage and car notes and other things of that nature are not good to pay when you just see your money just going out the window.
Oh, no, my car, see, ever since I started my new job, about three, almost, you know, 4 months ago now, it's been having this problem. So I keep having to send it to the repair shop. The thing gets fixed, turns out it wasn't. The last repair bill was over $1,000.
Good lord.
For what?
Doing nothing, obviously.
For a water pump, what?
Yeah, they had to replace the water pump, which means they have to take the engine out of the car. And it's not really the cost of the water pump, it's the work to get to the water pump.
What type of vehicle do you have?
PT Kurt Cruiser.
Oh. Man, I would have put that water pump on myself, man. I'm sorry. I can't. Oh, man. That's crazy, man.
They don't make those anymore, so that's...
Yeah.
My expertise with cars is key goes there, gas goes there. And yep, yeah. That's an engine. That's all I got.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much my, you know, my knowledge of cars too. I mean, I don't even drive, so you have more knowledge than me.
That was gonna be what I was gonna move out on, but I had to push that back.
So what else you been doing, Stu?
I got Catherine. I've been playing that.
How is it?
I know why people are saying it's incredibly hard. Because the controls suck.
Well, you can tell that from, like, the demo. I mean, whenever a developer releases a demo in the States and like hard and normal are X'd out when you can't pick it on the demo, then yeah, you know something's going to be hard about that game.
Yeah, and we mentioned it. Like, I kept complaining that I kept like falling off those blocks and wasn't able to pick myself back up or figure out how to.
I didn't play the demo. I was avoiding the demo because I was.
I told you to play the demo.
Oh no, I was going to get it from GameFly. I wasn't going to buy it.
Oh, you go. Okay. Now that's all better.
I absolutely love the story.
That's the thing that actually saves it.
But when I have to play the game, I hate it. I don't like playing the game. I like watching the story happen. But
I actually like the puzzle element. I think it's just the controls. Like the controls are extremely sensitive. Like if you barely touch the analog stick, like you will wind up pushing a block that you can't pull back. You'll wind up falling off, like Poetic said, or like you'll just wind up going around in circles on a block that's like kind of like in midair. And that's extremely frustrating when you have this freaking, you know, this arm with a fork trying to stab you. or on some of the latter levels, you got this baby crawling up the wall after you, trying to get you, and that creates an even more bit of tension. But it's like it's frustrating because the controls don't let you do what you want to do, and not to your own fault. It's just incredibly sensitive.
Yeah, it's you want to be twitchy, but it doesn't do what you want to do when you're twitchy. It's frustrating.
But the story is pretty cool, though.
The story is really good.
Yeah, I mean, it really, really is. I mean, it's something different. Like I was telling you before the podcast, like it's something, you know, different than, you know, just your typical run of the mill. Okay, where people are looking for action and stuff like this. No, this is a story about a guy. He has a girlfriend named Catherine, and she's getting to the point to where she wants to get married. They've been in a relationship for a while. He's at a bar talking to one of his friends, well, a couple of his friends, and his homeboy is getting married, and they're talking about just normal everyday life relationship, you know, conversation. And these dreams are how the puzzle elements play out. And his dreams, you know, actually,
there's something behind that too.
Yeah,
there's something behind the dreams as well. I don't know if that was in the demo or not.
Yeah, well, like the kind of like the you know, the monster with the fork is kind of like. It's like a symbolism of like Catherine kind of, you know, chasing him, and he's, you know, running away from his responsibility. And then, you know, the whole thing between him being infidelous, you know, with the other Catherine, you know, that kind of plays out in his dreams too. But just
well, okay, here's the whole thing. Okay, there's a rumor going around that if you fall in your dreams. And you die and you land in your dreams, you will die in real life. So like there are people around town who are dying. And he finds out that the sheep that he's seeing are other people having the same dream.
Oh, that's cool.
So like when you see a sheep fall or something, that's somebody dying.
Huh.
And there's something called like the woman's wrath, and that's like a curse.
Yeah,
on men who are cheating.
Yeah, because they found that well, I mean, but this is a demo, so it's not spoilers because it's in the demo. If you don't want to know absolutely nothing about the game, you know, spoiler alert. But in the demo, they find this guy in his apartment. He's like all, you know, discontorted and everything. His body, his skin is all messed up. He's dead in his apartment, and you know. They are trying to figure out, you know, what exactly happened because they don't have any evidence of any intruder or any extruder, you know, between him and the place where he died in his apartment. And so a lot of those deaths starts popping up, and that's about as far as the demo goes. But I just like the story of it, man. Like if they could just make the puzzle element just a tad bit more
easier.
Well, not really easier because I actually like the puzzle element. I don't know if you ever played the game back in the day called IQ. It was on PS1. It was on PlayStation 1.
You've mentioned
it a
few times.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, for real? Oh, yeah.
Like every time we mentioned Catherine, you bring up that game. But
yeah, I mean, but you know, but I mean, the story carries this game. I mean, it has good animation, both in the cutscenes and also outside of the cutscenes, is just a puzzle element, and it's just the controls for me personally.
Yeah, it's the controls. It doesn't do well when you're twitchy and you get scared and you're like, oh god, oh god, god, no, not that way, not that, fuck.
Yeah, I know. All right, well.
Alrighty, so is that it basically, Stuart?
No, I've also been playing NCAA football.
Oh, you've been
better than
that?
Madden or not better than Madden?
Well, considering the last Madden I bought was 09, I buy football games, you know, every, you know, I skip a couple years, then buy a football game. But I kind of like the way this one goes. Like when you do your superstar mode or your road to glory mode, you play a year of senior high school ball. And I kind of like that. I thought that was kind of cool, because I went in and found somebody who had made my home team, my hometown team, and I played as them.
Well, that's cool. I did see that you canceled your WoW subscription.
Yeah, I did that too.
That's big.
Well, I wasn't.
Wow. Sorry, couldn't resist.
I said this on Twitter, that, you know, the World of Warcraft accounts peaked at 12 million. Then it went down to 11.4. Now it's even gone down even more to 11.1. And I was within the 11.4 to 11.1.
I think we talked about it one time.
Yeah, we.
Not sure if it was on a podcast or not, but I remember us talking.
It was. It was on here.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I was surprised, and then I was like, "Wait, no, he's probably just saving his money up for the Old Republic."
That too. but the reason I quit was because, basically the same reason I don't wear a headset when I play Xbox Live. That's what World of Warcraft has become. And I didn't like it.
Huh.
They don't still have like the guild building and stuff like that anymore?
Oh no, there is that, and I was in one of the biggest three guilds, but it was just, I didn't like what they had done with the dungeon stuff. Because that was the point where I was at, where the only thing I could do was dungeons, and I was okay with that.
Stuart, just go ahead and admit it. Just go ahead and admit it, because Leroy Jenkins kept running in too early.
Well, there were people who would, okay, like you would get a case of Leroy Jenkins, and people would just rip him apart, just terribly, and it was just so mean.
Nerd rage, man.
And rude, and they didn't want to talk, like they didn't want to communicate strategies, because hey, you're doing, you know, we all have the same strategy to do this one thing. No, there's like 10 different strategies. We all got our own, and nobody will talk, and I hated it.
Wow. Well, but I guess you got more time for other stuff and more money now.
Well, I wasn't playing World of Warcraft anyway. It was just kind of taking from my money. I'm just gonna freeze my account. You know, this is the second time I've actually done this.
Until the next big expansion pack, and you'll probably check that out. Or will you?
I don't know. Because we will find out about it's probably going to be called the Emerald Dream. We will hear about that at BlizzCon either next month or the month after that.
Are you still going to that?
No, I'm not going to go. I'll probably watch it. I'll probably buy a virtual ticket.
Okay. I knew you were talking about going to it. I wasn't sure if you were still.
No, I'll probably get a virtual ticket and watch it online. You know.
Yeah. I figured you wouldn't go to it since you're not playing Warcraft anymore, and that's
And the Old Republic is still supposedly coming out this year. They keep saying, you know, holiday. Now that's the rumor right now, holiday.
I think it really is, because they really don't have any other MMO type competition. I mean, they have other games coming out, but it's mostly for consoles. I think they'll do a pretty good job on PC. I mean, there's nothing else really that I can think of as far as the MMO space or even free to play space for that matter that's going to be able to kind of be up there with those guys, you know, and kind of will take a piece of their pie. So I think it's a good idea.
And there's Star Wars Galaxy is going to shut down.
Yeah, that shut down. Yeah, so
that's going to
shut. Yeah. So that, you know, that right there makes you think,
Well, okay, there's going to be a big announcement in September.
Yeah, it's coming.
They're also going to start doing beta invites in September.
God, I signed up, like, I don't know how long ago. I think it was, like, three years ago almost.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I signed up a while ago. And I actually know people who've been in the beta so far.
They had the beta like in 2009, I think it was.
No, they've had it like,
or the sign up in anyways.
Yeah, they've had the sign up, but I knew somebody who was in it last year.
Yeah,
and like they were only doing like 2 days of beta. Like you only got two days to play this game. That was it.
I want those 2 days. I'll take those 2 days and I'll be happy with it. but yeah, I guess is that it? Anything else going on with you, Stuart?
I've gotten back into Borderlands since Borderlands 2 information has come out. So
yeah, I touched on my feelings on you know, We Are Geeks for like a good long time. I'm just trying not to get overexcited since it's so far out. I'm trying so hard.
You were saying that you wanted to play as the original characters from the first one. You will not be able to play as the original characters, but they are in the game.
Oh, that upsets me. That upsets me because I spent hundreds of hours on my character.
But does that make sense though? I mean, To start a game with, it's got like almost
I play as all the other characters anyways. I just want the ability to, you know, continue with my character.
But do you want to start over from the beginning, because you are going to have to?
See, I was hoping there'd be some sort of like Mass Effect style or whatever thing where you could
in Mass Effect you start over level one.
I don't care. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm curious to see what all. I know there's more details about it. I think today I favored it on Twitter while I was working, because I didn't have time to do anything. I had I think 5 minutes while I was restacking books up to look at my phone.
Okay, and the image of that guy is the Berserker, not Berserker. Crap, what is he? Forget what it was called. It named his class. I forget what it was now, but like he could dual wield any weapon at all.
Huh. That's what it said. That'll be interesting. And see, what upsets me is my issue of Game Informer gets sent to my dad's house. So I won't get to see it till whenever I get over, you know, whenever I get to go back to my dad's house, I guess, to visit or whatever. So I won't even get to see Game Informer has some big exclusive, like.
Oh, no, Game Informer is doing like an entire month of stuff like on their website. Of Borderlands, like today, like a 20-minute video on how Borderlands 1 started.
Yeah, I've been like I said, I've been favoriting all the stuff that's been happening or it's been going out on Twitter. Every time I see Borderlands, I'm like, ooh, you know, click the little star icon and.
See, you should do what I'm going to do. I'm going to subscribe to the online magazine, and it's got videos.
Does it cost?
It's the same amount. It's the same amount as the monthly as the yearly paper.
See, I get it basically because I'm part of the rewards the trade in.
Well, it's the same, same cost as you pay a year, as you do for that. You don't get the GameStop rewards.
Yeah, see, I just get it as a bonus because of the rewards since I trade in certain games and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, that still costs you like 12-something a year.
Yeah, but, you know, that'd be an extra 12-something a year. And right
you're already paying that anyway to get the magazine.
Well, when I trade in games, I take it from that. It takes it from the trading credit, so I haven't really had to pay for it. But that's neither here nor there. I'll look into it, but you know, right now I gotta wait till my first few paychecks and see how much I'm getting and bills and all that crazy grown-up stuff. Being an adult sucks.
It does. It really does.
But yeah. I'm really looking forward to Borderlands 2. I was so upset. No talk about it at E3. But right now, since you know we know it's not going to be for, you know, a good at least six plus months. Maybe a year or more. I don't know. We don't know. I'm just...
Fiscal 2012.
So that's at least April. That's at least, yeah. I think, April.
From April 2012 until March 2013.
I'm hoping it comes out holiday 2012. Because I don't want to wait for 2013.
It's going to come out in November, because that's when all games come out, like all the big games come out.
It might come out in October, because I think Borderlands, the original one came out in October, like right before all the big games, if I remember correctly. And I think everyone was picked it up just to check it out, because they were waiting for what was it, Modern Warfare 2 at the time?
I think so.
Yeah, and then they was like, oh my god, this is good shit. I mean, this is like the really amazing game.
It was the Crackdown symptom.
Yeah, and I love Gamefly because that was a game that I didn't even put on my queue. I'm not sure how they sent it to me, but...
That seems to happen to you.
It's only happened twice, that and Duke Nukem.
Well, with Duke, they were just trying to get those out the door. You know, they were giving it to anybody.
Yeah. It's like, wait, I didn't even sign up for Gamefly. But I guess Henry, how have you been lately?
I've been good, man. You know, just doing my thing, man. Trying to learn the ropes of podcasting and messing with my son, man. My wife's getting a whole lot better than what she was a couple weeks ago. So I guess not podcasting for a while was perfect timing because, as everybody may know, she's pregnant. We're having our second child, so she's approximately maybe about 3.5 months now. So, you know, we're dealing with that, you know, with the sicknesses that come along with it and stuff like that. So we're dealing with my other son. He's growing up fast and moving around. So, man, it's a lot of stuff with the fatherly duties and stuff going on. So, you know, just that, man, chilling with the family and, you know, just playing games, man. I haven't watched any movies. I still haven't seen Thor. Still haven't seen Captain America. I just been real busy. I have been playing some of the Xbox Live Arcade titles. I bought Bastion, and I also bought From Dust. I haven't played the demo of what is it called? The Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
Yeah, I haven't played that yet. I haven't got that one because I'm waiting on Fruit Ninja, which will be this week, tomorrow actually.
Oh, it's so, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hell yeah! I've been waiting. Yeah. I thought it was last week, and I was all excited, and then you know, the other game came out, and I'm like, I gotta wait like even longer.
Yeah, Fruit Ninja's tomorrow, man. So I can't wait, man.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah, that's the type of game that they need to bring to Kinect, man. That's going to take advantage of, you know, of the fact that, hey, you know, just they should have been doing this from the very beginning. And hopefully with the sales of this game, hopefully it'll be good. That'll kind of push Microsoft to go ahead and bring these games out, because they did it with Plants vs. Zombies, which was all right and stuff like that. But it needs to be a lot quicker and intuitive. And I think Kinect can bring that to the table as far as these touch type games. I really hope they bring games like Infinity Blade to Kinect. That would be awesome. I mean, you know, but yeah, I've been playing those. Bastion is really, really good. I'm just loving Bastion, man. Like I can't say anything bad about Bastion. I'm still playing it. I'm trying to play it in pieces because I'm just enjoying the story of it. If you don't know what Bastion came out on Xbox Live Arcade. It's an isometric kind of Zelda-esque with RPG elements, but it's like real time. It's not like a JRPG. The animations are real cool, but the biggest thing is the narration. Like the characters don't talk at all, but the narrator carries the entire story, which that's a whole lot better to me because you don't have to sit there reading lines of text. You don't have to wait, you know, on people having lines of dialogue and not really getting a real understanding of what they're talking about. But I mean, so far I've been playing that from Dust. If you guys heard the We Are Geek segment, I did a little piece on that.
Although I do kind of disagree with something you said.
Oh, what's going on?
The games that you compared it to. I would actually compare it more to Black and White or Populous.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, because I have no experience with those type of PC games with the kind of like the godlike Sims. The only one that I could think of was Spore, and Spore is a little bit different because you have to create your actual character,
mm-hmm.
whereas in this one you don't create anything. You just play as the breath, which is like the thing where you just control stuff outside of the realm of the people. Like the people,
the giant
they
worm of light.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the people pretty much control themselves. They run around and everything. You know, you just have to kind of guide them and their civilization. You have to, you know, make them grow and move to different areas. But so far, man, like I know last year we were complaining about the prices being too high for most of the XBLA titles, like what was it? Limbo was $15. What else was $15? Castlevania was $15 and stuff like that. But this year, these games are really, really robust games. Like they're worth $15 to me. Like every bit of my money, you know, that went towards them, you know, I have no regrets at all. I mean, they're really, really good games this year.
Yeah. I mean, I played the demo of From Dust actually while listening to your pilot episode. It seemed interesting, but I don't know. I just don't think I have the time to sit down and play something like that and spend the money on that. Fruit Ninja, I'm looking forward to because that's something that I can probably, you know, I don't have to dive down into, you know, chunks. I can just do it in little increments.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And
Fruit Ninja is like one of those games where it will always be fun. You know, like no matter what's going on, you can always boot up Fruit Ninja, whether you've beat it or whether you've beat all the modes and got the best time or whatever it is. Like you can always boot that game up and still have fun. Like no matter when or where you play it. Like, it will always be fun.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I did try Fruit Ninja, on my phone and the iPod Touch, you know. I did try it, and it was pretty cool. And, you know,
it's on using Android.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said my phone and...
Okay.
But, yeah, just Kinect, you know. I really don't have anything for Kinect at the moment. I mean, I was going to get Dance Central, but everyone's saying, you know, wait for Dance Central 2. And so I'm going to do that.
Yeah, and I would just go ahead and wait.
So,
yeah, especially if you weren't an early adopter of Kinect, and you're thinking about picking up Your Shape or Dance Central or what's the other one? Your Shape, Dance Central, or Kinect Sports. Just go ahead and wait, because all the part twos of those games are going to have a lot more content in them. Most of the DLC that came out on the other ones are going to be kind of revamped, and they're going to already be on the disc, and it's just going to be a part two. Like, now in Dance Central, you can have two players. I'm pretty sure they're gonna probably add some more content to Kinect Sports and stuff like that too. So just wait.
Yeah. Don't pick up Joyride.
Oh no.
I wasn't planning on it. I mean, as soon as I heard it was gonna be paid for, when they said it was gonna be a free thing, I was like, I'm not gonna pick that up no matter what.
It should have stayed free.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it would have been fine then.
Yeah. I use my Kinect sometimes for, you know, watching like Netflix and stuff like that. I'm looking forward to the ESPN stuff they're coming out with soon. And the improvements for the ESPN. That stuff's pretty cool.
We still need to try out Avatar Kinect.
Yeah, we really do.
Well, yeah, we still haven't did it yet. I downloaded it. I just haven't had a chance.
Yeah, I've got it downloaded as well. But
I've opened it up, and that was it.
But, I mean, I'm glad Fruit Ninja, so I have something to, you know, play with and use my Kinect for besides, like, voice commands. And I already have the Microsoft points on my account, so, you know, it's money I've already spent.
Oh, cool.
See, you keep saying, like, you spent, like, you have so many Microsoft points. What did you do, just put, like... like an entire paycheck into Microsoft points?
Well, when I got those, when I had the problem with Kmart and I ended up getting the gift card, that's all I bought was like Microsoft points.
Because you know you say, well, I have Microsoft points for this and this. Like, what the fuck?
And I've been meaning to buy certain things, but I decided not to. So, you know, they've just been sitting there for like months.
Yeah, and then also I've been getting a lot of points from the Xbox Live Rewards. Like, I remember when I signed up for the Hulu thing, I got 500 points. I signed my wife up for a Netflix account because I'm probably gonna get a second Xbox, because GameStop has them for like $99 for just a regular 20 gig. So, and that was like 400 points. It was 400 or 500 points. And yeah, I'm like William, man. I mean, when you got the money and there's nothing really else coming out, you know, just throw some Microsoft points on there, man. Just allocate money to the side. That's what I do. Just throw a little $10 on there. Let it stack up. So when all these games come out, I can just press A and get them all.
See, I'm pissed off at Microsoft because, like, I signed up for Hulu Plus. I had Hulu Plus for, you know, a good amount of time, like a couple months.
Yeah.
I didn't get any rewards points. I don't get the little surveys you get, you know. Like,
same here.
Oh, that's weird, man. Yeah, you should get.
I have the one survey you can go, you know, when you go to rewards.microsoft or rewards.xbox or whatever it is, and you can get 20 points a month. I got that. That's it.
Yeah, I get like 120 just for having signed up, like every month. That's it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm hearing you talk about it being so great, and I'm thinking, I want that. I should be getting these points.
Yeah. Yeah, most of them, Some of them, they sent me like a little email thing or whatever. And you sign up and they say, well, do you want to receive emails for these surveys or whatnot? And then I just go ahead and click yes. And I give them my other email address and they just send all the stuff to there. Then maybe on a Friday or a day I'm not busy, I'll just go on there and just click each email and just do the little small surveys they ask for. Then next month I get my statement. It's like 120 points on there.
I don't get any of that.
That's crazy, man.
I get that for not doing anything. So apparently I'm the winner in that situation.
Well, you keep subscribing through like a credit card, don't you? Or
Every year.
Yeah, so yeah. Don't you get points from that?
When yeah, you're supposed renews. To. Yeah, when it renews, but I don't do that because I usually get it off of Amazon for like $30 or something, $35 for 12 months.
And I get my points like through, you know, like I said, I got my points, bought my points through like Xbox, or not Xbox, from like Kmart when I had all those gift cards from all the problems I had there. And, you know, you don't get any rewards points when you enter codes, which that really sucks. You know, because you're still subscribing, you're still buying the service, you should still get.
Well, okay. You know. Do you get rewards for if you redeem stuff like through Xbox.com, like through Xbox?
No, like if
I do that. If like, you I don't have a code, like I just buy it direct. You know, like hey, give us you know we have your credit card information. Just you know, pay us $20 and we'll give you. This many?
Because I don't think so. I've never seen them do it before.
That? Like you buy points or you buy content like online.
Uh huh.
With your credit card.
Uh huh.
Yeah, you get points. You like if okay. you spend well, so yeah, many points a month. Yeah, it, but it, you go, got to do it with your card. Even if you do it with like, you know, like you redeem a code, you know, from buying say at Walmart or whatever. You don't get any points, which that really okay. irritates
well,
me.
Well, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, I do, though. But, yeah, I don't know. That's my little... really didn't mean for that to be so long, but... But, yeah, anything else, Henry?
No, man, that's about it, man, you know. Just planning on... just still trying to chart through... all my games of shame for this summer. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Still trying to chart through Borderlands, Final Fantasy 13. I know. I'll probably finish that next year around the same time. But yeah, those are like my three games I'm still trying to chart through while it's real slow this summer. So I'm probably just gonna take like a weekend and just bust through them. And because next week I'm going to be pretty busy because next week is my 3-year anniversary. So
congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you much. So, yeah, man, shout out to my wife, man. She's a wonderful woman. She's helping me out a lot and she's being real patient with me with this podcasting stuff and everything. And she's just phenomenal. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's it with me, man. That's it with me on my front.
Alrighty, I guess we can jump in. I guess we're gonna skip the couple topics we had because time's kind of short for Henry and myself, and we'll just touch on them like next week. I know. I guess we can jump into the I recommend, which it was your turn, Henry, right?
Was it my turn?
Yeah, you chose Avatar.
I forgot, watched it. Okay, good. Whew.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I've watched it. Whew, good.
Yeah, I don't know if Avatar is still on Instant Queue, but at the time
it
that we...
It still is.
Okay, all right, cool. Okay, so Avatar, I guess we'll just start off with the cartoon series. I can't remember what year it came out, but Avatar, of course, is a cartoon series. It's about a young monk who is basically the Avatar reincarnate. What the Avatar is basically he is the chosen one that can use all elements within this world. So you have earth, you have airbenders, you have waterbenders, and you have the fire country. So the Avatar
your powers combined.
Right.
Forgot heart, dang it.
Oh man, that should be on instant watch. Oh man,
I think they're actually remaking that cartoon too.
I've heard that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Dude, that's gonna be. I can't, that's gonna be tight, man.
I don't know. I don't know if a remake would do it. You know, I don't know.
With Captain Pollution? But, come on, man. That was a classic episode. Oh man, Captain Planet versus Captain Pollution. That was awesome, man.
Oh. Wow. I haven't thought about that show in years.
Oh, man. What are we talking about again?
Avatar.
Oh, Avatar. Yeah. All right.
Can you tell us in a while?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. But basically, the main protagonist of the movie is called Aang, and he is the chosen one. I haven't got past season 3 yet, so I don't know how far you guys have gotten, but people say that the movie doesn't coincide with what happened in the series. Of course, the series, just like most movie to series adaptation, the series is always better. I mean, I like the movie. It was a good movie. I mean, it wasn't horrible. I mean, it had some decent acting. It even had the guy from Twilight, one of the vampire dudes. Can't think of the guy's name. Oh my goodness, I can't.
That's your source for it being good.
No.
Oh wait, it totally did.
that's him. Because I couldn't believe that it
was he a vampire or a werewolf? I can't remember.
He was a vampire.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, he was a vampire, and then because my wife pointed him out, she was like, "That's the guy from Twilight." I'm like, "No, it's not." And then I started to look at him, and I'm like, "Oh, that is him." They made him
look young. The riff track guy is pointing that out too. Like,
yeah.
Hey, dude, we're watching Twilight.
Yeah. Well, anyways, the airbender in the story is Aang, and he's basically locked away in this block of ice because in the movie he chooses to not, you know, accept his destiny, which is to be the Avatar, which is the person that can pretty much bring all of the elements in one and use them to bring all the different countries together and under submission. So he chooses not to accept his fate, and he runs off, and I won't exactly spoil how, but he winds up in a block of ice. He doesn't know that he's locked away until, like, you know, hundreds of years later, and they find him, and he starts to learn about, you know, his past and what exactly happened and why he was called and everything else. But you know, action ensues throughout. I mean, it's not a violent movie. It's not like a terribly horribly acted movie. I mean, it's a decent film. I mean, but I mean, like I say, I mean, the cartoon, the adaptation of the anime is a lot better. You get more out of it, but it's a movie by M. Night Shyamalan. So
Shyamalan, ding dong. But the thing is, you know, I watched the cartoon series. I loved the cartoon series. And then going and watching the movie, knowing what was supposed to happen, just maybe not like the movie. The movie was okay, but I knew what was supposed to happen.
Yeah, because they did the whole spirit thing wrong, and man, I don't want to spoil it.
The whole where the earthbenders were imprisoned.
Right, exactly. That
totally didn't make sense in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did like how they kind of stayed true to the fiction. Like, they had the different races of people, and each person had their own race of airbenders had like a different culture. You know, you had the earth guys, you had the water guys and their temple, and, you know, where they were fortified and everything. That was pretty good. And as far as the cinematography goes, and if you watch the first intro of like the first season and you watch that movie, like they got the they got everything spot on, man. Like it's perfectly re-enditioned to what the cartoon is. Like
each form of bit bending is a different style of martial arts.
Yeah, exactly.
And as long as they got that right, it was going to be decent.
Yeah, it pulled it off. I mean, it pulled it off well, because you can kind of tell that most of the water bending is like more or less towards Tai Chi, and like the fire bending is like more of like a Pakwa, like more of a straightforward, you know, straight style, you know, and the air bending is more or less more like wushu, more kung fu based, because it's like monk. It's like monk style fighting. So they got it. They got it right. And that kid that played him, he looks just like Aang, man. I can't.
Yeah.
Even though his acting, maybe or whatever, I don't know. But I mean, it's decent. You know, you can go and sit down and watch it, and you won't be like mortified or like, you know, hating yourself because you wasted, you know, an hour and a half of your life. I mean, you'll be entertained. It's cool. But if you're a purist and you like the show, the show is hands down better.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're going to make a spinoff show, right?
A spinoff movie or a spinoff show? No, of the cartoon?
Show of the cartoon.
They need to.
They are. It's called The Legend of Korra. It's Aang and Katara's daughter. There's a trailer out because the trailer came out at Comic-Con.
Oh wow! Speaking of trailers and new series, I haven't got a chance to actually see Thundercats. I watched a little bit of trailers and YouTube videos. Have you guys seen it before? Yet?
I didn't know it was on yet.
Yeah, it's on Cartoon
I've
Network.
I've heard mixed things about it, and I just really haven't had time to really watch much. I mean, I was able to squeeze in a couple episodes of the Avatar cartoon, and I really like it. It's really good. I mean, I just, you know, I can't believe, you know, I kept seeing it on, like, you know, it was on Nickelodeon. I just thought it was so kiddie and, you know, just it didn't look like it was for me. But, the few episodes I have seen of it, I'm really enjoying it. I mean, it seems like it's going to be some good stuff, and I'm glad there's how many seasons of it?
Yeah, it's four seasons. Is it three? Okay,
yes.
Okay, three.
Because there's not an air season, because that happens kind of before the whole series takes place.
Oh, okay.
So it was water, earth, fire. Trust me, I got this down.
Yeah, see? So I'm
I'm a fan of the show.
So I'm definitely going to keep watching that whenever I can. And I do like how they're not long episodes. They're only like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've just been crazy busy. I have barely been able to touch my Xbox, you know, haven't been able to watch. I'm behind on Torchwood and Breaking Bad, which those are like the two shows that I'm ashamed I'm behind on those two shows, but I am.
I'm two episodes behind on Torchwood.
Oh, then I don't feel as ashamed, but
but I'm gonna rectify it this week though.
Oh, definitely. But yeah, I've just been crazy busy, and I was just super busy just looking for a job, you know, just trying to find one, and then I found one, and now I'm just trying to get the hang of, you know, my new work schedule and the work I have to do and whatnot, and soon,
having a job again.
Yeah, and soon I'll have it settled down and be able to find time to do all kinds of stuff. But yeah, really enjoyed the cartoon. I don't like M. Night Shyamalan. He's just like, I don't know. He's just ruined and wasted so much of my time.
Signs was good.
Signs was good, but I mean,
Sixth
like
Sense was good.
Yes, that
was
that. Yeah, but the village
happening?
The village was just
happening.
I mean,
was laughable.
The village is one of the only movies that I truly was pissed off at the end.
Yeah, because they were trying to.
I was in rage. I was just pissed off, and I only paid 50 cents to see it at the theater because it was at the cheap theater, and I was still pissed off.
Well, it was because of the fact that they tried to be clever, but in them trying to be clever, it was like, really? This is what you did? Like, it was like nothing supernatural about it.
It felt like he just gave me the middle finger.
Yeah.
That's what it truly felt like.
I mean, it's, hey, he's had a couple of those hitches, but he hasn't really had, like, I mean, because personally, I know everybody's kind of mixed reviews on this movie, but I like Lady in the Water. I thought Lady in the Water was awesome. I thought it was an awesome story. And this guy wrote these stories. Like, he just came up with this story about the whole, you know.
Lady in the Water.
That's the one where it was kind of like, I can't really explain it, but just one way. It was kind of like watching a naturalized real life RPG. You had your warrior class, you had your healer. Remember? Where like each one of the people that were staying in that apartment complex wind up being somebody of like this guild of people, and they had to protect her.
Oh no, that's totally not what I was thinking.
Oh yeah, yeah. Watch Lady in the Water, man. I mean, people rag on it because it's like, oh, it's fictional, it's not really all that or whatever, but...
Oh, no, I was confusing it with What Lies Beneath.
Oh, no. No, it's Lady in the Water.
Okay.
I thought Stuart was confusing it with, like, some King Arthur type thing, and he was getting all excited about that because it seems like anything King Arthur, Stuart just loves.
Well, yeah.
No.
But I was confusing it with What Lies Beneath, where there's a guy killed the student he was having an affair with, and then the student, like the ghost of the student, possesses his wife.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
it's a late '90s movie, I think.
It's got
Michelle Pfeiffer in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. The village really just, I mean, it really just turned me off from him, like, completely. I mean, I got so excited seeing the trailer for, what was it, Devil? Because that seemed really interesting. And then at the end, M. Night Shyamalan, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Because that seemed really cool.
The happening was like one of his spoofs, like, with a twist.
Yeah, but the Devil was pretty cool though, man. I gotta admit, man, I was completely sunk into the Devil, man. Like it was like one of those movies that you go to, you know, you got your girl and you're both sitting and watching like a little suspenseful horror flick or whatever. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie. It was all right, man.
Yeah, maybe I'll give that a shot and see if he redeems himself in my eyes. I mean, God, I know I've been complaining about it, but I'm still haven't really conveyed my true, you know, how just intense I feel about that. But I mean,
Avatar,
honestly,
is not his worst movie.
Yeah,
It's actually one of his better ones.
Well, in my eyes, The Village is like that's the worst movie ever. Seriously, I think that's the worst movie ever. Because I mean, I don't know.
I thought Darkness Rising was the worst movie you've ever seen.
No, I prefer that over, you know, I'd watch that gladly over The Village.
Oh, I gotta watch that again. That was.
I'd even watch, you know, Uwe Boll's entire collection over The Village. that's saying something. But yeah, I guess it's my pick, right?
Go for it. I don't know.
You had the video game thing, Hollywood.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's your pick. Last week.
Yeah. My pick is gonna be it's called Expelled: No Intelligence Allowed. It's a documentary with Ben Stein. I'm not sure if any of you have seen it, but the link's in the chat. I think Henry and I will have some good conversations about this. I think it'll really touch home on for us, and I'm curious to hear what you think about it, Stuart. So,
are you saying I'm not intelligent?
No. I just don't know your stance on certain things as well as as much as like Henry, as far as like religion and stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. We're gonna have some interesting conversations.
Yeah. So.
And I can tell you which side I'm. I know which side you guys are going to be on. I know which side I'm on.
Ooh, that should be interesting. But yeah, I just came across this and was like, huh, that'd be interesting. Definitely interesting. But yeah, so it's 2008. It's been out for a long time. It's on Instant Watch, of course.
This is interesting, man. Like, even the description is interesting. Like, because I thought that most scientists agreed with most people that study Darwinism. You know, the theory of evolution, so on and so forth. That's crazy. No. That's crazy. Yeah.
I remember when this first came out, like, I think it, on Instant Watch, I think it actually came out, like, on Instant Watch, like right after it released on video. So I watched it a long time ago because it was just truly interesting. And I don't know. I just felt like it'd be interesting to talk to you about Henry and then see where Stuart lies, because Stuart's not really too vocal about his, his side of things. Not as much as Henry is, anyways.
Well, no.
Henry or myself, but yeah. So definitely tune in next week, people. It'll be very interesting, I recommend.
Tune in next week.
But I guess geek question of the week, Stuart?
It's going to be really short.
Wait. Do you want to just save it and retweet it out? Because we really didn't get it. Give everybody a chance.
No. Because I don't think I want to do this one again.
Okay.
I've got a better one.
All right, cool.
Like, we can just discuss this among ourselves. If the iPhone came out first on multiple carriers and the Droid 1 never came out, do you think Android would be a contender like it is now?
I don't think that it actually would. But that's kind of an unfair question, because you're taking out the Droid 1,
and then that's what put the Droid where it's at.
Yeah,
like that. The Droid 1 was was Android's breakthrough phone.
I don't know. I say yes, and I'll say this real quick, because I mean it's on all the different carriers. Android is
now. So is the iPhone.
It's on two.
Well, I say two carriers. I said multiple carriers.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's on all the carriers. The Android's on all the carriers. There's a variety of devices. I know fragmentation.
You're missing the whole hypothetical question here. The iPhone is on multiple carriers. It's on all the carriers.
No, I mean, I'm saying, let me finish
now,
what I'm
yes.
saying. Let me finish. I still think even without the Droid 1, Android was available to all the different manufacturers and different carriers, and they were able to make, high-end Androids, low-end Androids. I mean, you have the Droid, the Droid that came out that was Motorola, but I mean HTC has come out with tons of other great phones that would have easily taken the Droid 1's place.
But would those exist without the Droid 1?
I think that's the part of the question that he's asking, like it's hypothetical.
I think they would.
Yeah, I don't because I mean, you have these phone companies now that are they are seething to have the iPhone on their servers because they know what that brings. That brings multiple people to them to have the adaptation of iTunes and all these wonderful apps and everything else. Like, you know, like the Android market, they own the market as far as percentage wise, but they're still behind when it comes to compatibility, you know, different things and having just a one unified front. And like I said, I mean, it's already a one-sided question anyway. But if the Joy One hadn't been prevalent and iPhone came out on multiple characters to begin with, I don't think that it would have been a contender. Like I think it would have been out, but I don't think iTunes would have completely dominated everything.
Well, either that's true as far as that aspect, but you have to think price. I mean, there are so many Android phones that are just, you know, free with your contract. And the newest iPhone's just like expensive. And I mean,
more so than a high-end Android phone.
Exactly. Yeah, but not only that.
There's the low end. There aren't really cheap iPhones. I mean, there's iPhones that have gone down in price, but there's tons of free Android phones. And free, really, there's a lot of people who just go for those free phones. I mean, you just can't convince them otherwise, even when you try to reason with them that, you know, they just see it's a smartphone. They can, you know, go online. They can get their apps. They can do such, you know, and it's free.
You understand I'm just saying every iPhone release, no matter how expensive it is or not, the first generation iPhone was $600. That freaking phone was back ordered because I was working in retail at the time. That phone was back ordered for 3-4 months on end. People were camping out. Every iPhone was sold. Every Genius Bar was back ordered, taking orders for iPhone. And this happens every year, dude. Like, people don't care because the demand of the iPhone is and was back then so high that they don't care if it costs $600. They don't care if it costs $400, $200. They're gonna pay for it. So I guess the same thing where you would equate and say, hey, these people are getting free phones, you have even more of a crowd of people that are willing to, you know, get the brand new hot commodity, which was the iPhone. That's just why I think, because and then once they have the iPhone, you have the adoption rate of iOS. People get comfortable with it. That's what they want to do. All their apps are there and everything. Like, it's hard for them to break away from that and then switch over to Android. So, the question, like I said, if the Droid one wasn't there, I think that the iOS market would just completely dominate.
I'm not saying that, you know, as far as high, I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not saying that Android's doing so great because of their high-end phones. I think they're doing so great on a majority front because they have the free phones, and they have. Because, I mean, a lot of people really just get the free stuff.
Well, here's the thing, though. Would Android be where it's at without the Droid? That's kind of the question. Like, if you didn't have the Droid, you didn't have the popularity that the Droid had, and the technology that kind of spawned from that.
Well, the Droid was only created.
I know.
It's Verizon owns like the name of the Droid
phone. Yeah, the Droid was the breakthrough phone.
And HTC probably would have stepped up with their. Go ahead.
Who's to say though?
Who's to say they wouldn't?
You know, this didn't work, so let's try something else, and then it just doesn't. It's gone completely somewhere else, and it's nowhere similar.
I mean, you got to understand that, you know, Motorola, they had their own version of Android, and they had all the other companies were coming out with their own versions at the exact same time as the Droid One, basically. And really and truly, I mean, the Droid One, the commercials were the only thing that sold it, and I think Verizon would have put out, you know, some commercials for the, you know, some of the other manufacturers, because honestly, HTC Sense is like the most loved UI for Android. I mean, I can't stand it. I don't like it at all, but
I don't know what anything else is. That's all I've known.
Yeah.
But okay, what about the phone that I posted in the chat?
That's not a real phone, is it?
That is a real phone. That is totally a real phone.
Oh, wow.
That's a Chinese phone.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they will copy and rebuild anything. I seen them rebuild a Kinect, and it's called what is it called in China? Like, they rebuilt the whole Kinect system. I can't think of what it's called, but yeah, China rebuilds everything because they know how to build it.
Okay, for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, Google search Goo Apple, G-O-O Apple, one word.
Well, there's actually independent devs who have, you know, created Android ports for like the iPhone, the newer iPhones and stuff like that. So people with iPhones can jailbreak their iPhones and load Android and dual boot and have Android and iOS. That's actually been around for a while.
Have that image of the Android and Apple.
That's just crazy.
Well, you can make that image. You can put that image on like the bootloader.
But it's on the back of it too. Like here, here's an image of the back of it.
Oh yeah, I see. I mean, well, you can manufacture that.
You can do anything you want. You can like customize anything you want. I mean, it's crazy how all this stuff they have, where you can create your own stuff from websites. Like you can send in devices and have them etch stuff on. You can create your own shoes. You can, I mean, it's amazing all the stuff you can actually create, but yeah, that is pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
And the UI of it is totally, and just so similar to an iPhone.
Okay.
I know this is great podcasting, but let's see. Here is an actual YouTube video of it running.
But yeah, I'll try to add these links in the show notes so people can see it for themselves. So they're just not all like, "What are you talking about?" Yeah, it looks very similar to, you know, it looks like almost a cut and paste. So, you know, look out, whoever in China is making this, Apple will probably come at you somehow. But yeah.
Well, you heard about that fake Apple store in China, right?
No, I didn't.
You didn't hear about that? Like it was it was totally an Apple, like it looked like an Apple store, completely like down to the blue shirts with the Apple logo, but it was totally fake, like it was totally, bootleg everything, like bootleg iPhone, bootleg Macs, all that.
Huh, that's interesting. But I get, you know, speaking of, you know, Android and iOS, we have apps for both the platforms. You see what I did there?
Nice. kind of ruined that with the, hey, I did a good segue. Look at what I did.
I didn't say those words. I just said, you see what I did there? Yeah. So, I don't know. But, that, and I'm just basically trying to tell you to shut up and let's close the show out. we have apps on Android and the iPhone. Just search Geeks FTW and it'll pop up the Android app, and it'll pop up the Podcast Box app where you can get our app from there. $199. We recorded some bonus content, so you know there's going to be bonus content for this episode, and we have tons of bonus content for past episodes. So check that out. You know, you can leave us. There's tons of ways you can leave us feedback, and they're all easily accessible in the app. You have Facebook. Just search the Geeks FTW, or Twitter, which is twitter.com/thegeeksftw. I guess we got Google Plus now too.
Yeah, and so, they added G++ now, so you now have the ability. Twitter and Facebook integration is possible. They just posted it today on Twitter.
Huh. Okay. And you can also, call our voicemail or voice line through the app, or 1-347-GEEK-FTW, 1-347-433-5389. And did we play the last voicemail we got?
We did.
We did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. I just know that Anthony Alex just left us a bunch, has just done way more than most people have, and I sent him a couple codes for some stuff because of it, you know.
By way more, you mean two.
Yeah, two more than everybody. But, yeah, and, email us at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. We're still looking for writers, so if you're interested, send us an email, and if you do get accepted as a writer, you get your very own, segment on We Are Geeks. So that's something extra. All you have to do is record yourself talking, send it to me, and that's it. You're on a podcast. Pretty much the easiest way to podcast ever. So, I haven't checked iTunes, leave us iTunes reviews. I haven't checked in a while, so I'm not sure if we've had any. I guess we'll make sure.
We've had a bunch of star ratings, but no actual reviews.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, people have just, click the stars, but, not actually written any reviews.
Well, spend a couple extra, another minute and leave us short review so we can give you some, shout outs or, just mention you, whatever. Let us know who's given us, I assume they're 5 stars, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're still in average 5 stars.
So. Awesome. That's awesome. And we're not, like I said, we're not doing you stream for the, I said this in the bonus content, so I guess, unless you have the app, you didn't hear it, but we're not doing Ustream for the time being, because none of us really have the PC hardware capability to do all the crazy stuff.
Yeah, I was always scared. My computer would go,
and it was really affecting the show, the actual show,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
so, not your fault. We're not blaming you. It's just all the crazy shit that had to happen. But yeah, I guess it's time for shout outs. Henry, shout outs.
Yes, man, just want to give a shout out to you guys once again, man, for us being all back on together, man. At one time, due to time constraints, we had to kind of cut it short, man, but I think we gave people a little bit of what they want. So, but yeah, man, I'm really interested in this movie, man. Shout out to everybody in Open Forum Radio. Shout out to everybody over there at Geeks Gone Raw. Shout out to Angry Mailman Podcast, Bubba, and also Anthony Alex. Shout out to everybody over there at Tag. Shout out to the guys from That's Our Opinion, Phoenix, Heroic Superman, Soldier X, and TG1 Eddie. They had the same problem that we had. Their recording got botched, so
Yeah, that's happened to them a couple times.
Yeah, we have to record again. So, yeah, everybody who's out there that's podcasting, man, just shout out to everybody. I think I'm probably going to try to see if CallGraph works, because Pamela is real sketchy. She's flaking out more and more. And this is across the board, you know, so she's not being a lady, you know.
Well, she's now property in Microsoft, so she's running with Microsoft, I should say.
Aww. She's become the crazy ex-girlfriend you kind of want to avoid, but can't.
Yeah.
You want to dump her, but you got nothing left on the side. You're left with nothing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, just shout out to everybody, man. And like I said, thank you to everybody who's been showing support to us. And like I said, if you go on iTunes, click a rating, leave a name drop, man, so we can drop you on the show. We'll most definitely shout you out or retweet you or whatever. But peace.
All righty. Stuart, shout out.
I would like to shout out my Munchkin group that I play with. Yeah, I talked about Munchkin on the last We Are Geeks. Yeah, it's a fun game. It really is. I did a terrible job explaining it on the podcast, but you should really check it out.
Alrighty. So is that it?
So far.
Alrighty.
It's all pops off my head right now.
I guess shout outs goes to God, all the people in the UK that the riots have, you know, been happening, and
yeah, just there's just, that.
Just crazy over there. I mean, I was watching some videos yesterday about it, and you know, I was busy and really off the internet besides Twitter every now and then during the weekend, so I had no idea that it was the third day yesterday. I mean, yeah. It's just crazy stuff.
Off.
Yeah, I mean, and I was chatting with him about it too.
He's not happy at all.
And I said, you know,
he's quite upset.
I said, you know, if it happened here in the U.S., National Guards would have been called like before the first night ended, or the first day / night ended. I mean, we would put a stop to that, but...
Well, like suppose, like the news was, like trying to warn people, you know, like, oh, don't go in this area because there's no police down this area. Really? You're going to put that on the news? Yeah, I get you're trying to warn people, but, hey, guess who else watches the news? The freaking rioters!
The rioters who just stole that... They're watching on that TV they just fucking stole from the electronics shop. Yeah. But it was crazy. I saw they were interviewing a guy who's had a furniture store for it's been in his family for over 140 years, five generations, and it just someone, I guess, caught it on fire along with tons of other buildings. I mean, the fires were just crazy, and the fire trucks, you know, came out and they just turned away because it was just too out of control for them to do anything. So that's
that definitely sounds like a place we want to have the Olympics.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, maybe the Olympics committee will revoke that or something. I don't know. It's a possibility.
But then that would make the Doctor Who, you know, fear her. Just not acceptable. Just that would mean Doctor Who doesn't exist. We've got to watch.
Well, technically,
we've got to watch to watch everybody disappear.
Let me get all geeky and stuff. the Big Bang did happen, you know. So everything, you know, the Big Bang 2 did happen. So the universe did reset itself.
Well, this is before the Big Bang 2 happened. Like, the Big Bang 2 hasn't happened yet.
I guess.
Because David Tennant's still the Doctor. And Rose is still with the Doctor.
Yeah, well, that was 2012, and the Big Bang 2 happened, you know, 2000, what, 10, 11, something like that? I can't remember straight the exact year it happened in Doctor Who, but yeah, so it did. I don't know. It's all crazy. You know, it's wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff. But yeah, it's just, you know, shouts to all the people affected there. That's just some yeah. crazy stuff. And I guess, you know, shout outs to everyone who's been, you know, giving good words to me on Twitter about everything, you know, my big move and all that's happened. And you, shout outs to you, Stuart and Henry, for both just being patient with me while I get everything, you know, everything set back
by,
up.
By patient, you mean, you know, sitting here for the last hour waiting for you guys to come online. When are they gonna come online? When are they gonna come online? They're online! Oh, wait.
Well, it's not my fault you know, got the times wrong and had to wait like an extra hour more than normal, so I mean but yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to next week, you know, hopefully a more, you know, a more deep discussions, especially I recommend that's going to get real, you know, that's going to get so real.
Shit's going to hit the fan.
Exactly. And, you know, we got some other topics we have that we can, that, you know, we're going to save for next week from this week. That's going to definitely bring up some big discussions. So
some definitely more ranting on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely tune in next week. It's going to be crazy. I guess with that, you know, episode 54 is done. See you next week for episode 55.
We're back!